Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 130 for Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was stronger Wednesday, taking strength from gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola finished anywhere from $4 to $6 higher, with the January contract coming in at $480.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher, which was bullish for the market. Commercial buying was also steady. Demand from China and gains in European rapeseed futures helped underpin the market. However, North American harvest pressure did limit the gains somewhat. There are ideas the next survey of Canadian canola will show a larger crop than previously reported. In the U.S., soybeans were up 5 cents with the January contract at $8.84 per bushel. The market has been relatively quiet, but there are fresh signs of demand for soybeans, especially from China. Indonesia has been looking for more biodiesel too, and that has been bullish for the soybean market. However, the upcoming USDA report did limit the gains, as traders expect it will show massive ending stocks for the U.S. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.82 per bushel. The market was higher, taking strength from gains in wheat and soybeans. Commercial buying was a factor, with resistance being felt at $3.81. There are also reports China's corn production will fall by 6% this year. However, Brazilian exports were up last month, which was bearish for the market. Brazilian farmers continue to receive very high prices for their corn due to the weakness of the Brazilian currency. This has caused a lot of farmers in South America to continually plant corn there despite low prices in Chicago. Traders expect next week's USDA report to point towards larger ending stocks for corn than in last month's estimates. Wheat was up 8 cents with the December contract coming in at $5.24 a bushel. Wheat prices were supported by dry conditions in parts of the world, including Ukraine, Australia, and the U.S. Southern Plains. Cold weather in Russia is also threatening the wheat crop there. However, forecasts of record high world wheat stocks limited the gains. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.